verse 38, verse 37. Mark chapter 14, verse 37. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and saith unto Peter, Simon, sleepest thou? Couldest thou not watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. The spirit truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. Weak. According to that verse tonight, there's two parts to you. If you're a Christian, you have a spiritual side to you, and you have a fleshly side to you. If you're a Christian here tonight, you can be led by the flesh, you can be led by the Spirit. And I want to preach a little bit about that tonight and try to help you and be a blessing to you. Won't be long, so you'll listen. You ain't going to go nowhere now, I'm sure. So might as well sit here for a minute. In the preaching, and you just feel like shouting. One of them is the Spirit, and the other is the flesh. And you can switch them just like that. Switch gears. Like AM and FM. Spirit and flesh. I've always been amazed to how we can be in the Spirit and how quick we can get in the flesh. I've seen people, hallelujah, about ready to sprout wings. And in 5 minutes, they're sprouting horns. Just like that. In church, Christian people. So tonight, we're going to talk about in the preaching, and you just feel like shouting. One of them is the Spirit, and the other is the flesh. And you can switch them just like that. Switch gears. Like AM and FM. Spirit and flesh. I've always been amazed at how we can be in the Spirit and how quick we can get in the flesh. I've seen people, hallelujah, about ready to sprout wings. And in 5 minutes, they're sprouting horns. Just like that. In church, Christian people. So tonight, we're going to talk about the Spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. What about that? If I said, everybody, all you young people, come out here Saturday night at 10 o'clock and we're going to pray for 4 hours till 2 o'clock and we're going to go. You couldn't do it. You couldn't, you wouldn't. You'd say, Brother Danny, I'm tired. But yet, you'll go get movies on Saturday night and go to somebody's house and watch one. That lasts till 12:30. And then you watch another one. That lasts till 2 o'clock. And they said, man, what else is on? Let's turn the TV on. Like it's nothing. Because the Spirit will it, but the flesh is weak. Yeah, I can call a prayer meeting for this Saturday night and say, all right, everybody come up here at 10 o'clock and let's pray. And y'all will be dying in just a few minutes. I am tired, Brother Danny. I've got to go home. About 15 minutes. But yet, you can go to somebody's house or somewhere and set up and talk half the night like it's nothing. You know why? The flesh wants to do that one and the Spirit wants to do the other one. I'm not fussing at you. I'm just saying we're going to have to understand that your Spirit is willing. The only reason you should ever be up past 12 o'clock at night is if you're praying or if you're on your way home from church somewhere trying to get home or you're sitting up with a loved one in the hospital who's dying or something like that. And you should never be up past 12 o'clock at night just to be up, running your mouth or cutting up. All you teenagers hear that? It's the devil that makes you stay up like that. The Bible in the Bible that was demon possessed. He was up in the days and nights, all night long. Old folks used to say, nothing good ever happens past 11 o'clock. And that's true in a lot of cases. So, you go to bed. Go to bed. Go to bed! Don't come in here on Sunday morning and say, I overslept. Say, next Saturday night, go to bed at 8 o'clock if you can't get up. Ain't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how when you go to the movies, you rush to make sure you get there before it starts and don't mind coming a bit to church after it's done been going 15 or 20 minutes. That's amazing to me. I see that all the time. It's just the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. You can get to the movies on time. If you're going there, you say, I want to get there before it starts so we can know what's going on. But when it comes there, it don't matter. Let's stay like the offering. And then the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. We expect God to give us $1 million answers for $2 prayers. We expect God to give mighty answers for weak praying. Like little guy said one time, little kid one time, he's saying, Lord, how much is $1 million to you? And the Lord said, it's just like a penny to me. And the kid said, Lord, how much is 1 million years to you? And the Lord said, it's just like a second to me. And the kid said, wow, Lord, can I have $1 million? And the Lord said, just a second. That's the way it is. I mean, we expect God to just jump when we say jump and just do whatever we want, but we pay no price. I wonder tonight, I'm just thinking, I wonder if I ask you, all the families that are on vacation right now and the ones that's been on vacation, I'm not fussing at you for going on vacation, I'm making a point, okay? I am fussing at you for going on 35 a year. You ought to go to work once in a while and rest, some of you. I wonder tonight, I just wonder if I said on the first or second week of August, we're going to take a mission trip. And this mission trip, we're going down here, somewhere down here toward Mexico or somewhere. And it'd be pretty cheap. We're going to travel down there and we're going to go out and give out tracts and help a man build him a little old building. And it'll cost you about $1,500. I wonder if you could finagle around and get off work. And I know what you'd say. You'd say, Lord, Brother Danny, I can't afford that. You'd say, I can't get off work. But you can get off work to go to the beach. And you can get off work to go to Florida. Come on now, say, can I get a witness? Amen. That's one of them is the spirit and the other is the flesh. You can afford to go to the beach. But if I said, let's go on a mission trip, you couldn't afford. You'd say, I got to work. I've got to work. But it's amazing how some of you can get off several weeks. I guarantee you, if I said we're planning a mission trip, and it'll cost you about $500 each of your family, you'd say you couldn't afford it. Guarantee it. Guarantee it. You'd say you can't afford it. But you can afford it. It's because you make provisions for what your flesh wants. And many times, you say, well, Brother Danny, you're fussing at. I'm just trying to make a point now. Well, the Bible said make not provision for the flesh. We all do it, don't we? We'll watch out for this old flesh. We'll make sure this old flesh is took care of. I was fussing at them, Damien, and some of them on the trip last night. They asked, where are we going? What time are we going to be there? Who riding with who? I said, y'all asking me questions. You're too worried about your little flesh being took care of. And we're just like that. We watch out for the flesh. Amen. I reckon you could get off work for a mission trip next July. Pay $2,000 for it. What about 1,000? Let's get one up. I wonder how we can afford to pay a house payment and two car payments and insurance and have fun and our taxes and go eat out, but we can't afford a tithe. I don't understand how people say, I can't give that much money to the church. That's a lot of money. I've even heard people say this. They say, well, I don't know. I don't even believe it. How do I know they're doing what's right with it? You're not responsible for what's done with it. You're responsible for obeying God and giving it. If it's being spent wrong, whoever's doing it will answer to God. And I can guarantee you it ain't here. I hope it ain't. I don't handle the money. I don't write the checks. But I can guarantee you it ain't. I can guarantee you it's done being done right. I can guarantee our buses are running. I can guarantee our men. No, don't you give me this bullet. Well, I don't know how it's all been. That's just an excuse so you can keep it in your pocket, you skin flint tight wise God robbing hypocrite. That's what's wrong tonight. But if it's something we want, we can afford it, can't we? You can't afford them ties, but you can afford Gatlinburg. You can afford pigeon porridge for several days. You'll finagle around and scrape up the money and all that. And when I take up an offering to somebody, you ain't got but $1. The spirit is willing. The flesh is weak. Amen. Funny how much energy we got when we play ball. We had 17 guys out here to play ball 2 weeks ago. Praise God. I like it like that. More competition. Had fun. Last week I brought my weed eater. Said, guess what, boys? This is a work day. And I'm the one that done all the weed eating. You see the weed eating done around here? And I said, look, I'm the one that done it. I ain't complaining. Praise God. I'm going to get a reward and knock your eyes out for that one day. And you guys ain't going to get nothing. You know why? Because your flesh is weak. And mine is too. I'm just helping you understand it tonight. It's funny how we can... I mean, it's like it ain't just like it's a spiritual thing. It's like it's an exercise. You know, in exercise, we don't like to exercise. Everybody ought to exercise, some way or another. We don't work no more, so you need to exercise. People don't work hard no more like people used to, so everybody needs some kind of exercise. If you don't do nothing, bend over and touch your toes. And you do not have to go to a gym to work out. You don't have to go buy $500 worth of stuff. Listen, you can do... I can do this. Watch. I can do this right here. See, this don't cost a penny to do this. And they know you said, well, I'm going to go buy me a membership at the gym and do the same thing. That's right, ain't it? I'm going to tell you something. You can put stuff on your feet and put your feet on the bed. And you don't have to spend a lot of money. But that flesh don't like to exercise. Does it? Blah. It don't like to. Amen? Lord, I've heard these preachers. Let me talk about preachers. And there's a lot of them hear me. There's a lot of preachers listen to me. There'll be a lot of preachers hear this on the radio. There'll be a lot of preachers hear this coming on the internet. There's people watching us on the internet right now. In every place. A man told me the other day. He said, Brother Danny, we don't even have a decent church in our area. He said, we turn you on and you preach to my whole family every Sunday. And then we turn it off and I preach to them. That's what he said. And I'll tell you something, brother. Listen, there's a lot of people. Listen, these preachers nowadays, they wouldn't dare. I know preachers, they would not dare go out in public, not dressed right. They wouldn't dare be seen going to a R-rated movie. They wouldn't dare let nobody catch them. They wouldn't smoke a cigarette for every bit of money in this building tonight. I mean, they wouldn't do this. They wouldn't do that. But they are so hateful to their wife and their family that they get demon possessed as soon as they get by themselves. I know what I'm talking about. I've heard them do it. I've been with preachers and their wives and they're going to just bop their wife's head off, and yet they're so spiritual. See, you can listen to me. You can get in a rut of just doing all your certain convictions and stuff, and really your heart not even be right with God. The Pharisees were like that. Listen, if you're right with God, you'll be sweet to your family and your kids and your husband and your wife. Anybody, we can go through the ritual, I can put on a tie and make me look like a preacher, but that don't do my heart one bit of good. Now come on, people, let's get honest before God tonight. There's more to being a Christian than just dressing up and coming to church and carrying a King James Bible. I was in church one night, this has been years ago, and you don't know him, so don't try to figure out who it is. Some of you wouldn't know him if I could name the names, up in Marion. And there's a preacher. He walked in there with his tie and Bible, glory to God, praise God. Bless God, these bunch of wicked people out here on drugs and drinking liquor, bunch of low-down, good-for-nothing hippies, these girls with these short dresses on, and he's wearing shorts. And we was back there at the water fountain at New Manor. And his wife said, well, go in there and sit down and hush to his wife. That man ain't a bit more right with God than that drunk that come on one of the buses this morning and sat back there. Amen. That's your flesh. And let me warn you, and all the preachers that hear me on the radio, and I know some of y'all talk bad about me behind my back, but you listen to me every day and get illustrations and thoughts. I'm glad I can be a help to you, fellas. I'm glad I'm being a help to you. I'm going to preach my sermons and they won't even say my name. I've heard them already. I'm glad I can give lessons to you guys. Keep up the good work. I'm trying to get some people saved at your church. But I'm going to tell you something. You hear me tonight, you listen to me real good. Being right with God is a daily, continual thing. You've got to get right with God every day of your life. Because if you don't, you'll just get you certain convictions and certain things you live by. And as long as I don't do this, as long as I don't do that, and I am better than so-and-so, you think you're living right. And you're so hateful, nobody can't stand to be around you. I had a missionary call the house one time, and he called the house, and you know how sometimes the answering machine will pick up, but they don't know it, and they're hanging up. But, and I caught what he said, and he didn't know that the answering machine was on. And he got mad because I didn't answer the phone. And he said something like, "Well, good Lord, why don't I..." But if I picked up the phone, he said, "Hi, Brother Castle. Praise God. How's your ministry?" See, that's the flesh. That guy ain't walking in no spirit. Let me tell you something, people. This ain't an act we put on when we come in here. This is supposed to be our life. The Bible said, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. We'll get back to that verse in a minute. That's my key verse for the whole service tonight. I tell you, you daddies, let me tell you something. You ought to be strong. You ought to be firm. It works both ways. I think a wife ought to respect her husband. You've heard me say it before. I think you women ought to respect your husbands. He's the man of the house. He's the big dad and all that kind of stuff. But the daddy ought to be willing to die for his wife and to be good to his kids. I'm not talking about being a compromising. I'm talking about being nice and kind and, brother, and being good to him. Listen, I'll tell you how it works both ways. Up there in Marion, then a man worked up there in the cotton mill for years and years and years. Here's the way it used to be. This is the way it used to be when my mom and daddy grew up and your mom and daddy grew up. This is the way it used to be, Brother Roy, back in the old days. This is the way it used to be, Brother Ray, even in your generation. And when I was little, this is the way it used to be. He worked up there at the cotton mill in Marion and had two or three kids, and there's good people, loved the Lord and went to church. And they said every evening the mama would fix supper and she'd had a big meal fixed and a good meal fixed, and the smell went through the house. And back then, kids didn't just run the refrigerator and get food whenever they wanted to. You had to wait till supper time to eat. And brother, the kids would say, "Let's eat, I'm hungry, let's eat, I'm hungry." And mama said, "You get out of this kitchen, you ain't touching this till daddy gets home and we'll sit down and have a meal." That's the way it used to be. That's the way it used to be. Kids didn't eat. Daddy was out making a living. He was paying for that food. He was paying for that roof over their head. And brother, we honored daddy. And we didn't. People now, they say, "No, who does he think he is? He's the man providing the food. That's who he is." Nowadays, go ahead and eat. I don't care if he gets anything or not. I hate him anyway. We hope he dies. So we'll get his insurance. Now, the other side of the coin. Daddy's going down the road, and it's a good tip for you daddies. Daddies, be strong and be firm. Don't let your kids get away with murder. But at the same time, let them know you're human. And let them know, hey, you know, lighten up a little bit once in a while. Preacher, I forget which one of them preachers on the radio. He said he was going down the road one day. He said he was going to Florida on vacation. And his little boy kept rolling the window down. You know how kids like to play them? Every kid loves to mess with them windows. He kept rolling the window down. He said, "Now roll that window up, David." I believe the kid's name is David. "David, roll that window up." And they was going down the road. The window went down again. He said, "I told you, roll that window up." And he said, in a minute, there went the window down again. He said he got mad. He turned around and he said, "Buddy," he's driving around, he said, "one more time." And he said it got quiet in that car and mama didn't went like this. And the other kids went, "Oh no, daddy's mad now," and everything. And boy, he said about 5 miles down the road, the window just went down. And the little boy said, "Daddy, daddy, daddy." And the daddy did it on purpose. Just to play. That's a good idea. I mean, lighten it up a little bit. Amen? Lighten it up a little bit. You don't have to say the big, "Bless God, I'm the fall man around here." Chill out a little bit, daddies. Amen? Amen. Make sure you ain't operating in the flesh. You know what happened later on in this chapter? In that chapter that I just got through reading, where the spirit's willing and the flesh is weak, the Bible said Peter cussed and denied the Lord. That was his flesh. And a few verses later, wept and got right with God. That was his spirit. Same chapter. Peter cussing is his flesh. Peter weeping is his spirit. So you ain't as really as weird as you thought you was. You know what it said up in that verse? Verse 50 in that chapter? All the disciples forsook him and fled. Every one of them. Every blessed one of them. I mean, there's up there shouting, "Glory to God, Jesus, we're with you all the way, amen. Woo!" Next thing you know, is out there, "Buddy, I have seen that firsthand, pastor of the church. I've seen them come out of here shouting on Sunday morning, glory to God, and not even come back Sunday night." That was the spirit. That was the flesh. The spirit's willing. My spirit wants to live perfect and never sin again and shout all the way home to glory. My flesh wants to just do whatever it wants to. The spirit's willing. The flesh is weak. What about let me show you how preachers are in the flesh, the spirit. This guy came up one Sunday. There's all the church people out there and they was having a dinner or something like that. This guy sat up and he said, "I'd like to join this church. Who's the secretary or the lady in charge of the membership role? I'd like to join this church." She said, "Well, I don't know who you are." Well, I talked to him. He said, "Listen, you fool woman, I want to join this church." And she went to the pastor and he said, "He called me a fool woman. Who is that guy? I don't know who you think you are." He said, "Listen, fool woman, I want to join." So she went and told her pastor. The pastor went there and said, "Listen, buddy." He said, "I don't know who you are, but we don't talk to our staff like that." He said, "I'm a millionaire, and I was getting ready to give you a whole bunch of money if you'll let me join this church." And the pastor said, "Just a second, let's get this fool woman over here. Get your name in. That's your spirit and your flesh." That was his flesh. Isn't it amazing how we can just go? Isn't it amazing how Peter can say, "I'll die with you"? And then a few hours later, I blankety blank. I don't even know who the blank he is. That's what he did. You'd say, "I don't think a person that's saved could act like you ain't been around church very long, have you?" Oh my goodness, I've been shocked out of my wits. I've seen people that I thought literally walked that house to ground act like the pure devil. And I thought, what in the world? Maybe I was deceived. Maybe they ain't even saved. But one's the spirit and the other is the flesh. I got it and you got it. I got it and you got it. They all forsook him and fled. It's amazing how you guys can sit in front of a computer for hours but can't read two chapters. When I say stand up here, everybody read the Bible all the way through this year, you won't stand up here. Now, tell me. You explain that to me. You, when I say everybody read the Bible through on December 31st, you will not be up here and you can look at a computer minimum 2 and 3 hours a day. Because that's your flesh and you are backslid. You are backslid. You see the glitter but not the gutter. You pick out your certain sins that you condemn in others and refuse to see your own fleshly habits. Our kids in this church and they're going down the road, going to church, have things in their head, listening to hard, heavy metal rock music. Listen, if there's one church in the country where the kids ought not to like rock music, it ought to be this one. Your eyes is open. You know better! There's some of them kids out there in liberal, dead churches, they don't even know what you know Satan is. You know it's of the devil. You know it comes from hell, and you like it anyway. You say, "Well, Brother Danny, I know, but I like it." That's your flesh. That's your flesh. And you're going to answer to God a whole lot more than somebody that don't know what you all know. Because you know your eyes is open. Well, let me say this and I'm through. You know how to have victory over your flesh? You do not have victory over your flesh by willpower. I heard a man say that one time about me. He said, "I've been trying to quit drinking a long time." But he said, "I'm not like Danny." He said, "Danny's got a lot of willpower." And I do, but not enough to live right. Man, I've tried it. Have you ever done this? Lord, I'll never do that sin again. God, I promise. God, I'll die for it. Yeah? You ever done that? And it ain't a month till you found yourself doing that same thing or saying that same word or acting that same way or having that same attitude. You know. Man, there's conviction in this church here tonight. I'm aiming at myself. If I'm hitting me, I'm bound to be hitting you. That's what they say about preachers. Take a dead aim at yourself, you'll hit everybody else. And I've said, God, I'll not do it. That's willpower. The Bible don't say that you walk in the Spirit by willpower. It said, walk in the Spirit and you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. The only way I can not walk that way is walk this way. Let me see if I can explain it to you. I turn the TV off and turn on some preaching. I'm feeding my spirit. I'm feeding my spirit. If you don't, the flesh, it will overpower you. And it's stronger than you are. You can't win. You ain't strong enough. I'm not strong enough. If you feed the flesh, it will lead you and get the victory over you. You've got to turn the radio off or change the channel and put something spiritual in. I'm not saying you have to go around listening to preaching 24 hours a day. I'm not saying that. Wouldn't hurt you. But I'm not saying that. I'm not saying you have to listen to gospel music 24 hours a day. I'm not saying everything on TV is a sin. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is, when you get up in the morning, instead of turning the TV on or the radio on, get your Bible out, turn on a good preacher, get the Word of God in your heart, walk in the Spirit, and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You got a bad habit if you get up every morning and turn that TV on and don't read your Bible. You got a bad habit. You want to feed the flesh. You say, I don't see the weather. It'll be on every 10 minutes after you get through reading your Bible and praying. It'll be on every 10 minutes. Let God speak to you before men speak to you. And you speak to God before you speak to men. Good rule. I read my Bible before I talk to anybody. And I let God speak to me before I let anybody else speak to me. Before I answer the phone or anything, I let the Lord speak to me through the Word. See? Start. That's the only way you can do it. I've been trying this since I was 18 years old. And the only way you can do right is walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Bible said, the flesh lusteth against the Spirit and the Spirit against the flesh. You can't do it by willpower. So this little boy's at a wedding. And I'm done. Come on, Miss Desi. This little boy's at a wedding. And the preacher got up. And he kept asking, Mom, I got to go to the bathroom. 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 She said, no. Hold it. It'll be done in a minute. The preacher got up there a little bit. And he got to that part in the wedding where he said, if any person has a reason why these two shall not be joined in holy matrimony, let him speak now or forever hold his peace. And the little boy looked up at Mom. He said, Mom, I can't hold it forever. I got to go. He thought that preacher said, you got to hold it forever. And you know, when God looks at it, He's not saying you don't have to hold it forever, brother. Just every day. I'm glad His mercy is in you every morning. I'm glad I get to rededicate my life. Lord, have mercy, people. If it wasn't that way, we'd be in the office mess every one. She's playing softly. Let's stand by our head for prayer tonight. You know, living right is not just a set of rules you go by. That's what the Pharisees did. We got it all outwardly, but our heart ain't right. Let's get in our heart tonight and say, Lord, help me to walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Come on, that's right, young people. Come on, teenagers, mamas and daddies. Amen. 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 Visitors, church members, husbands and wives. That's right, come on. Come on, come on, right now. Walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Walk in the Spirit and you'll not fulfill the lust of the flesh. That's the only way we can do it. Walk in the Spirit will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh God, help us tonight. Lord, we're such sorry Christians. Lord, woman, Lord bless you, the teenager. God, I pray in Jesus' name, Holy Ghost. Lord, if you touch that church, Lord, cause it to go and grow and prosper for the glory of God. And such as should be saved. being lost souls. Lord, thank you for what you've done here this morning. Thank you, God, for what you're going to do in the days ahead. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God, do what ought to be done now. Help us, Lord. God, as we go out into this week, help us start again tomorrow, fresh and new for the glory of God. We can't do nothing about last week. We can't do nothing about last month, last year, yesterday, the day before. Thank God we got a day ahead of us tomorrow and tonight if you don't come. And I pray you'd help us to live right this week. Help us to win souls. Help us to be a witness. Help us, Lord, to witness to the people we work with. Help us to be a witness to our family. Help us to have a burden for souls. Lord, help us to get out here and visit on the bus route Saturday. God, help us, Lord, to knock open somebody's door. God, give us a burden for souls. Get us ready for the Carolina camp meeting coming up and the youth rally coming up in a couple of weeks. Oh, Holy Ghost, do a mighty, mighty work. God, we'll praise you and thank you for what you do. God, do what ought to be done in our lives. We love you, God. We pray you fill us with your Spirit. Help us to walk in the Spirit and will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Have your way in our lives. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Some still praying tonight. Pray all you need to, all you want to. Amen. Get the victory over the flesh. Let's get the victory over the flesh tonight.